The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike. We're here with Bridget. Let me set the tone for today. Bridget, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello. So Bridget is with us, and we have a wonderful show. At half past the hour, Dr. David B. Agus. He is the professor of medicine and engineering at the Keck School of Medicine. His first book, the number one New York Times and international bestseller, The End of Illness, reflected the new and different perspective. He gave an insider's view of what really means to be healthy and how to achieve it. Well, in his current book, which was what we're going to be talking about, A Short Guide to a Long Life, we're going to talk about what are the key steps for you to live a long and healthy or illness-free life. We should say that he is a professor, if I didn't already, of medicine at the University of Southern California and a professor of engineering and heads USC's Norris Westside Cancer Center.
I'm excited. I think that'll be a good interview.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. We're also going to talk about a number of great stories this week that occurred. Bridget, what's your favorite?
My favorite story was probably the story that came out about the nutrition news creating consumer confusion, because I think that a lot of people can identify with that.
So they talked about four things and interviewed a bunch of people. We'll get to that story in a moment. We also are going to talk about, does rinsing fruit make a difference? How many times and which fruit? There's a story this week that a common food pathogen, that is bacteria that's often associated with food, is responsible for MS. Now, these are wonderful stories. The other story that I love is HDL, the good cholesterol, can be bad for your heart. What turns a good thing bad? Exercise to age well, whatever your age. Another one of the great stories is the seven things not to do while you're sleep deprived. If you stay tuned or come to us on RadioMD.com, we'll also talk about, is fracking causing birth defects, and what the new Colorado study suggests. What does it mean for you, and what should you do? And a number of others. Let's get to some of the others, actually, and maybe one of my favorites, testosterone therapy doubles heart risk in older men, and what that means for you. And the FDA says the nutrition label is getting a makeover, but didn't tell us what it is. Now, you're at CSPI. You're at CSPI, yeah. Consumer Science for the Public Interest, Bridget. Did they get any idea of what it was?
Not that I've heard. I mean, I'm just an intern, so I don't really have the inside scoop, but they've discussed the important things that they would like to see included, and I know that they've been sending recommendations to the FDA saying what they would like to see on the new label, so it'll be interesting to see if the how the FDA responds to that when it's released.
I agree. It will be very interesting. Let's go into the testosterone therapy, because this is a common ad you see on the news channels, on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, as well as the nightly news. And because of that, it's gone from, I understand, $1 billion in prescription dollars to $7 billion. 5.3 million different prescriptions were written for it, since they have seven renewals or six renewals each.
That's crazy.
That's an awful lot of renewals. And if you look at the data on it, it is that this was a 56,000-person study that just examined, and it wasn't an intervention study, so they just looked at the people who got testosterone therapy, and they said what was their risk compared to others. So it was 56,000 men. The heart risk posed were double. That's the equivalent of this study in men over 65. By the way, in men under 65, it nearly tripled the risk. But in 65-year-olds, it nearly doubled the risk. Remember, the ads are, do you have low T? And they show these men who have lost some energy, have lost those zest for life. They take this testosterone, and presumably they get it back, if you will.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. And you're not supposed to get it in your kids, obviously. And so what they found was that this literally is like having smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes a day. They only looked at heart attack. They did not look at stroke. Presumably, it does the same things for all those things. And if it does that, you'd also expect it over time to result in more male erectile dysfunction, because the blood vessels are so important in that. So what Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic said is that the FDA should require the companies that sell testosterone to conduct rigorous trials examining their risk. And lo and behold, they were already doing so in mandated phase 4 studies by the FDA. So we will have much better data. But for now, if you don't need testosterone, and the amazing thing is that one half of the men who now get prescriptions don't have their blood testosterone levels measured or aren't measured as low. So who knows whether most of the men even need this. So this seems like an extra risk without an extra benefit.
I think it's funny that a spokesperson from one of the testosterone companies said in response to this that other studies have found health benefits from the medication.
Well, I don't. That's clearly their defense, and in fact, it is a problem with the data, because it is an association. You know, in other words, if you said who's causing fires, you might say it's the firemen, because they're always where the fires are, and that's the problem with association studies. Is it the cause, or is it just an innocent bystander that's always there because it has the same effect?
Right.
The other one, there's another study that you looked at, which was on indoor tanning. And to me, this is amazing still. What'd you think of it? Give what the data is.
So they looked at the number of people that are reported tanning at an indoor tanning salon. And they found that 35.7% of adults were exposed to indoor tanning at some time in their life. Then that increased to 55% when they looked at a slightly younger population at university students, and then that dropped to 19.3% when they looked at adolescents, which still, when you consider how young adolescents are to be exposed to indoor tanning, is pretty high. So they found that although there's a lot of risks associated with tanning, that people are still active tanners, even though we know that there's a lot of risks associated with skin cancer and melanoma in the United States.
So what do you think that so many people are still getting tanning? Why do you think that is? They didn't examine it in that. Is it solely because they like the feel of it? Is it a beauty feel, or are they actually getting a vitamin D thing that's helping them feel better? Well, we're going to not have your answer right now. We'll talk about that, as well as what to do about eye strain from digital devices when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show at Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.